Today's homily is the second in a three-week series on key phrases from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. Paul and Silvanus and Timothy are writing to this young faith community, and they begin their letter with thanks. We always give thanks to God for all of you and mention you in our prayers, constantly remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Work of faith, labor of love, steadfastness of hope. The labor of love. Theologian Brian McLaren writes, "In the school of the Spirit, everyone majors in love." In the school of the Spirit, everyone majors in love. Love is the subject of our study. Love is the intent of our praxis. Love is the focus of our lives. The Thessalonians have it figured out. Paul and Silvanus and Timothy affirm the way that Thessalonians are living their lives. They give thanks to God for the Thessalonians, and they constantly remember before God, they lift up before God, the community's labor of love. We read about their labor of love in chapter 1, and we read about it again today in chapter 4, which Joe just read. The verses in which Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy say, there's no reason to instruct the Thessalonians in love because they're already loving so well. Loving one another in their small community of faith and loving one another, everyone they encounter, in the region in which they live. So rather than this portion of the letter being about teaching, this part of the letter is about affirming and encouraging. Keep loving. Do what you're doing and do more and more and more. Rather than teaching, this part of the letter restates the goal. Live quietly. Mind your own affairs and work with your hands. Do not seek out public attention. Focus on the way you live and do your own work. Avoid being indebted to anyone but God so that you can love others, all others, free from false motives, impediment, or incentive. There's a lot there. A lot of affirming, a lot of encouraging, a lot of love. In the school of the Spirit, where everyone majors in love, the Thessalonians are on the dean's list, heading towards summa cum laude. So what is this labor of love? What's involved in this major of love? What should we be doing to live more like the Thessalonians? Brian McLaren, in his book, We Make the Road by Walking, a great read if you're interested, suggests at least two things. Love God. Learn to love God. Which may sound elusive or cliche or something pastors always say, so I'm going to make it as concrete as I can by comparing how to love God with how we learn to love another human being. When you are learning to love another human being, you want to be near them, close to them, present with them. When you are learning to love another being, you notice them. You are here. You show up. Here I am. And you spend time. Here we are, together, sharing space and time. It's the same with God. When we are learning to love God, when we are learning to be near to and close with God, we have to be present. We have to notice God. God is here. We have to show up. God, we are here. And we have to spend time. Here we are, God and us, together, sharing space and time. When you are learning to love another human being, you learn about and appreciate their qualities, their beauty, their dignity, their gifts, their abilities, their company. And when we are learning to love another human being, at least in our best moments, we appreciate them with our words and with our actions. We figure out how to express gratitude for them and for their being in our lives. It's the same thing with God. When we are learning to love God, we are learning about and appreciating God, God's beauty, God's dignity, God's ability, God's company. And when we love God, at least in our best moments, we express gratitude. We say thank you. When you love another human being and are nurturing a long-term relationship, you go beyond just gratitude to gratitude with respect and honor, respect for who they are, their dignity, and honor for their life experiences, their character. It's the same with God. When we are nurturing a long-term relationship with God, we learn to respect God's dignity and honor God's character. It's the word, wow. It's the feeling of awe. It's maintaining patterns of connection, of worship, of prayer, of devotion. When you love another human being and are nurturing a long-term relationship, you inherently mess up. You hurt their feelings, you forget important things, you make mistakes, you become preoccupied with work, with technology, with other interests. You are distracted by sparkly, flashing things that capture your attention. You might even take them for granted. And so you learn to say, I'm sorry. You learn to express and receive apology, to extend and accept forgiveness. It's the same with God. We remain aloof or preoccupied. We complain instead of appreciate. We ignore or disrespect rather than honor. We mess up, sometimes on purpose, mostly by accident. And so we learn the practice of apology, of confession, and we experience again and again and again the promise and assurance of God's grace and forgiveness. And in the words of Brian McLaren, if love means supporting our beloved's dreams and plans, then we love God by expressing our support for what God desires. If love is about mutuality, then we love God by opening ourselves for God to support our dreams and our desires. If love is about trusting our beloved with our deepest fears and doubts and emptiness and dissolution, then we love God by sharing these same vulnerable aspects of our lives. Love God. Learn to love God. That's the first thing. Number two, and this will not surprise you. If the first is love God, learn to love God. The second is love neighbors. Learn to love neighbors. Love for God always, always, always overflows in love for neighbor. Again, McLaren helps us. The neighbor who looks like us and likes us and who we easily like, and the neighbor whose physical traits are different, who may not be drawn to us, and with whom we may not easily align. Who is our neighbor? Our neighbor is anyone and everyone, like us or different. Friend, stranger, even enemy. Remember what Paul experiences and teaches. God's Spirit is about the work of breaking down walls of prejudice and hostility so that we stop judging us as clean and them as dirty, opening the way from strangers and enemies to neighbors, friends, family. If love is the major, if the major is love, then we must set aside thinking in terms of our kind and their kind to thinking in terms of human kind. We must turn from the ways of our ancestors and stop trying to kill off, subjugate, and fend off anyone we judge as different or dangerous. We must find a new approach, make a new road, pioneer a new way of living in one community, as siblings in one family of all creation. More than ever before in our history, we need a new kind of personal and social fuel, not to be fueled by fear, but love. Not prejudice, but openness. Not supremacy, but service. Not inferior, but equality. Not resentment, but reconciliation. Not isolation, but connection. Not the spirit of hostility, but the spirit of hospitality. This is the kind of love that Scripture teaches. This love one another kind of love. This love in which every single one of us has something to give and much, much, much more to receive. This mutual love is described in great detail in at least 26 different New Testament references. Search for phrases this afternoon like one another or each other. McLaren actually creates the verb one anothering and suggests that improving our fluency and grace in one anothering, especially with people who seem far different from us, improving our fluency and grace in one anothering is the most important and essential tool for people who want to participate in the movement of God's Spirit. Love God. Love neighbor. And keep at it. William Sloan Coffin writes, "If indeed we love the Lord with all our hearts, minds, and strength, we are going to have to stretch our hearts, open our minds, and strengthen our souls. Whether our years are 80 or not yet 20, God cannot lodge in a narrow mind. God cannot lodge in a small heart. To accommodate God, our hearts, minds, and souls must be palatial." Said differently, in the school of the Spirit, everyone majors in love, and the most disciplined, the most discipled, never graduate. They never graduate because the heart can always be stretched, the mind can always be opened, the soul can always be strengthened. In the school of the Spirit, not graduating is the greatest sign of success. So what is this labor of love? What is involved in this major of love? What should we be doing to live more like the Thessalonians? Love God. Love neighbor. And keep at it, regardless of your age. And in words that make every single parent anxious, forget the tassel. Reject the cords. Stay in school.